I bought my house with the missus 3 years ago, and we've two kids together, 2-year-old and a 6-month-old. When we bought the house, my wife's sister had to move out of a flat as the landlord was selling up. So we said she could stay with us for a while. And to be fair, we were happy with the extra few quid she paid in rent. Thing is, it's been 3 years now. Despite the fact she's seen her fella for over 2 years, she doesn't seem to have any intention of leaving anytime soon. He's made plans to do something in June, and she said she'd still be living with us. The longer she stays, the more annoying having her around becomes. Little things like she's tight and never buys any of the staple things for the house, like bread, milk, soap, bog roll, etc. Sits in the best seat in the house and tries to ask questions about the match as it's ongoing. Fucking stupid questions, like, because she's my sister-in-law, do I have to just suck her up, or can you tell someone to fuck off in a nice way? There's no photos, she's not a looker. I managed to get the best one in the family.
I like a lot. There's a lot about this which is quite funny.
Rob, I'll start with you.
I mean, I don't quite know how he got himself into this predicament, really, because every now and then, you know, with all these, you try to relate to them. I don't relate to this because I've got a very strict no guests policy. I don't like people staying in my house. I don't like staying in other people's houses. And I definitely wouldn't have anyone near my house for how long is it? 3 years, he said.
Yeah, it's two to three years, yeah.
You see, if it'd been 1 to 2 days, 2 to 3 weeks, maybe even 2 to 3 months, there's a conversation here, right? You go, I think it's time, maybe you're moving on. But, they've established a tenancy of sorts here. She's established a tenancy. She's in situ. This is now her home. Being mildly annoyed by her habits is not really, it's not on the cards anymore. It's just tough shit. He made all the mistakes he's going to make. I'm not quite sure how he gets out of it, although the match one really resonates with me. I went to watch Liverpool last night, and I could only take one of my boys, Danny, this time, and I couldn't take Rafi. So Rafi was watching the game at home, and he stipulated that Michaela, my wife, couldn't watch it with him in the same room. Right, for exactly these reasons.